It's recording like as soon as I start the meeting.
Hey everybody, we're just going to wait until 1:30 and then we'll get started because we have pretty much a full hour. Hey guys, we're going to get started. It's pretty much 1:30. We have a lot to get through today, so I just want to make sure that we have time to do all of that. If anyone has questions as we're moving along, please feel free to add those into the chat or take your mute off and just ask the question. I'm going to try and leave enough time at the end for anyone that has specific questions that perhaps didn't get covered as we move forward. So the first things, I'm just going to get started. Welcome everyone. My name, if I'm sure all of you know me, is Angela Bourgeois. I work in the IT department. I'm here with Trish, and she's going to help to watch the chat for us today. So we're just going to do a really brief introduction into Lockdown Browser and Respondus Monitor, and then we'll go through the steps for what that is, how we get it set up, and how we can best use it. So today's topic, ensuring academic success, what we're covering today, Respondus Lockdown Browser and Respondus Monitor. So we're going to talk about what it is, where can we find it, how can we implement it effectively, Lockdown Browser and our students in accessibility and what that means, and then troubleshooting and common mistakes that may happen and additional training and tools so that when you leave here today, you're never just stuck. There's lots of resources for you. So first of all, what is Lockdown Browser? If you haven't heard of it yet, it's basically a custom browser that locks down the testing environment inside Blackboard. So it keeps your students from being able to leave the test on their computer. They can't copy or paste or screen capture. They can't go browse the internet. They can't do any of that kind of stuff. The only thing that they can do is go into the browser and do their test. It works also in conjunction with a second portion called Respondus Monitor, and this is used for students that are offsite, that it's not enough just to ensure that they're locked into the testing environment. You also want to make sure that they don't have their books open, they don't have their phone and they're searching on their phone, they don't have their buddy sitting beside them. So, and the Respondus Monitor actually video and audio records the students in their testing environment. Okay, so all of this basically, it helps to prevent academic dishonesty during tests and exams simply by being a deterrent. As soon as you say that the test is attached with Lockdown Browser and people are being recorded, that's like 90% of the, 90% of the, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyways, the reason not to cheat. Okay, so let's do a quick little video and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes.
If you're watching this, you're probably required to use Respondus Lockdown Browser for an online exam. Lockdown Browser is a different kind of browser. While taking an exam, you can't print, use other applications, visit other websites, you can't even search the internet for answers. I know, it takes all the fun out of online tests. But here's the good thing. Your classmates can't do those things either, so it's just your brain against their brain. A level playing field. Your instructor will provide a link for downloading and installing Lockdown Browser. When you start it, Lockdown Browser might warn you that certain applications have to be shut down before you continue, like screen capture programs, instant messaging, Skype, pretty much anything that lets you communicate with the outside world. You can close those applications yourself or let Lockdown Browser do it for you. The browser will then go to the login page for your online course. Log in like you normally do and locate the exam that requires Lockdown Browser. Remember, after the exam starts, you won't be able to do other things on your computer until you finish the exam. When you're done, just exit Lockdown Browser and you'll be all set. Your instructor might also require you to use a webcam with Lockdown Browser. This part is sometimes called Respondus Monitor, but just think of it as a webcam for Lockdown Browser. The nice thing about the webcam feature is that it lets you take exams from the comfort of your own home or from the other side of the world. Plus, you can take exams at any time of the day or night. The webcam will record what happens during the exam, and the instructor can review it afterward. So, if an exam requires you to use Lockdown Browser and a webcam, just start Lockdown Browser and locate the exam. Before the exam starts, you'll be guided through a check to make sure your webcam is running properly. Additional steps might also be required by your instructor, such as showing your ID or taking a video of your surrounding area. Once the exam starts, don't give the webcam another thought. Just focus on that test you stayed up all night studying for. When the exam is finished and you submit it for grading, the webcam will shut off automatically. That's pretty much it. Now, take a deep breath and good luck.
Perfect. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. We are going to go to our Blackboard course and get started for how you can add this to your course. So right now, the template when you get your course, Lockdown Browser and Respondus is not part of the tool. So we need to go and add it. You only need to do this once for every course that you teach at the beginning of the year. So once you're in your Blackboard course, if you're following along, you're going to go down into this customization area and tool availability. This brings up all the tools that you could potentially use within the Blackboard course. And you're going to scroll all the way down to the R's, Respondus Lockdown Browser, and put a check mark right beside it. So mine already has it on because I have it in my course. But if you don't, you just put a check mark and you hit submit. Once you've done that, underneath this course tools area, you will see Respondus Lockdown Browser. So we refer to this as the dashboard. So if you ever hear me telling you go into your Lockdown dashboard, this is where I mean for you to go. And this dashboard, what it does is it shows you all of the tests that you have deployed within your course. So a test that you have set and ready for your students. And it allows you to decide if you're going to attach Lockdown Browser to that test or not. So as you can see, I have some here that are ready to go. And I have tests 1, 2, 3, and 4. Test 1 is set for Lockdown Browser. And then not required for the proctoring portion, which is that webcam. So this is likely a test that will be taken by students that are sitting in class in front of you. You don't need to video record them, you can see them. Test number 2 I have set for both the Lockdown Browser and for Respondus Monitor. So this would be a class that is solely taking a test from home or another location without a teacher in the class. So you would wanna have both of those set. And then this one test, real test here, Lockdown Browser is required. And then you'll notice under proctoring, it says Respondus Monitor optional. So we're gonna go through those settings, but what that basically means is this is probably a hybrid class. So you have students that are sitting in front of you. You don't want them to use the monitor. You don't want them to video record, but the students that are sitting at home doing the test, you want to make sure that they have to use the video option. So that's where this optional setting comes in. So the first thing we need to do to set it to use Respondus is click the down arrow beside the test and go to your settings. So you'll see in this instance, I've got a number 3 here. We're going to get into that, what that means a little bit later. But if you're following along in your course, just find a test, click the down arrow, and go to settings. When you open up settings for the first time, it's going to say don't require Respondus Lockdown Browser for this exam. So I've chosen to require it. So first things first, it's asking if you want to put a password in for this test. So if this is strictly a test in front of you or strictly a test remote location where you're using a Respondus monitor, it doesn't matter whether you put a password in here or not. That's totally your choice. You can put whatever password you like. I certainly encourage you to stay away from any special characters and just keep it to letters and or numbers. It has to be written exactly. So when you give this to the students, however you've written in here, they have to write it the exact same way, capital, small letters, et cetera. Okay, so if I wanted to have summer as my password, I could put that in here. And then under advanced settings, I want to just quickly go through these to explain what they mean, because you may read some of them and think, oh, that sounds like what I want, but it isn't. So the first one is to lock students into the browser until the exam is complete. So absolutely sounds like what you want. It sort of mimics that force completion setting in your Blackboard test settings. And these are the two things that I will ask you never to use. And the reason that I'm asking that, if I click this off, then what happens is when a student goes in to take the test, if something happens during that test where there's a glitch in their Wi-Fi or a program tried to run in the background, like if they have it set to do a virus scan just for that particular time, what it does is it freezes up the computer. And then if this is selected, IT can't come in and fix that for the student. There is nothing we can do because I can't exit them out of the browser to go and turn off that process and get them back into the browser. They're jiggered. So at that point, the only thing you really can do is press and hold down the power button and wait for it to turn completely off and then turn it back on and try and fix it. So if you leave this setting off, don't worry, it still doesn't let them leave the browser without you knowing about it. When they click on the, if they're in the test and they're working on it, they decide to leave the browser and they click the X, it actually comes up with a message that says, hey, you know, you're not allowed to leave the browser. Are you really sure that you want to? The student would select yes, or IT would select yes if we've come in to assist your student. And then it says, okay, well, if you're really going to leave, you need to tell me why. And so then there's a spot for the student or for the IT person to be able to type in what's happening. And that's where you get these early exits that we're going to have a look at in a second, because it records all of that. So you're very well aware that a student A left the test at 10:13 because they had an IT issue or whatever the problem is. Okay, so just leave that one off. The next one is to allow students to take the exam with an iPad. We absolutely do not support that here at the college. Students are to come to class with a laptop or a MacBook, but no tablets and no Chromebooks. If you do some looking around, you will find that there is a lockdown browser app that's available for the Chromebook. We don't recommend that you ever let students take the test with the Chromebook, and here's why. If you go and look on the lockdown browser site, there's all of these known issues with taking a test in Chromebook, and it really limits what you can do with the rest of your students if you've got students using a Chromebook. So you can't, the password field doesn't currently work because we're still in original course view. You can't use the calculator. The help center is unavailable. You can't allow access to specific external web domains. So there's lots of issues with Chromebooks, and we don't have that down in the BYOD policy that it's supported anyways. So make sure you're telling your students before the test start that if they have a Chromebook or a tablet, then they need to go and find themselves a laptop. Sign one up from the library, they have testing laptops, borrow one from a friend, doesn't matter, but don't come to class with that. Okay. The other one is to allow access to specific external web domains. So when this browser locks the student into the test, but let's say, for example, during this test, you have some questions where they need to be able to go to a website and read and to be able to answer the question. So I can include in this area to say, yes, please allow that access. And I can have those web addresses in the question, and it will allow, and I'll put it in here. If I select it, gives me a spot to put them. And then when the students click on them, it allows them to go to those websites. If there are any tools on that website that are like a have a search engine or some other clickable links, those are all disabled. The only thing that they can do is go to that specific page. So this is also really handy if you've got an online text that's available for all of your students from a specific web domain. You can put that in here, and if it's an open book test, you can allow the students to open that while they're doing their test, access just that, and then continue on with their questions. We can enable a calculator on the toolbar. We can enable a standard calculator or a scientific calculator. This can be really helpful because it limits the number of things that the students need to bring into class. They can do everything right in their browser. The last one is to enable printing from the toolbar. I would never encourage that. Students shouldn't be printing your test anyway, so I would leave that off. So for this particular test, that's all I'm going to set. I'm not going to set proctoring. I'm just going to set the lockdown browser settings. And when I'm done, I would hit save and close. So Trish earlier went ahead and did this test for me, and she was a very good student and she was very much not a good student. So I wanted you to see what actually happens if students try to get around lockdown browser. So this is where this number 3 comes in. What this is telling me is that I've had 3 early exits from this test for whatever reason. So you may know if your students are in front of you and they put their hand up and they say, you know, my computer just froze, I'm not really sure what to do. You call IT, we run down. You're going to see an early exit, but you're going to know because we were there, right? And we'll type in there IT issue fixed by Angela, fixed by Trish, and we'll save that. And that's what you'll see. But here, if you click the down arrow and you go to review early exits, this tells us what students left the test, what time, and for what reason. So the first one was a test student. The reason that was exited stated there was an IT issue. IT asked me to restart my lockdown. You should already know that IT was called in for the test, okay? But this is just confirming that's what's happened. The second one, this test student did the test again, and it says that lockdown browser exited early, reason stated student attempted to switch away from the browser and the session was terminated. So even though lockdown browser is a really great tool and keeps you locked into the environment, you know as well as I, anybody can go on the internet and Google and say, how can I get around this? So on your touchpad of your computer, students can use a 3-fingered swipe to switch between applications, and that's just normal. And if you swipe down, it'll bring up all the pages you have open, and they can choose one and they can go there. If they do those gestures during their test, it comes up with a warning and it says, hey, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to navigate away from the browser. Don't do it again. And then it kicks them back into the test. If they do it a second time, it automatically just shuts their test off and says, well, your session has been terminated. That's it. You're done. And off you go. So you know right away that this test student was rather naughty student, because not only did she try to switch away from the browser once, she did it a second time and she got kicked out of the test. This student, Trish Frankor, she exited the browser early because her student's computer was restarted. Okay, so these are some legit ones. And this one in the middle here is not so legit. Okay, so at least you know you can decide however you're going to handle that with that student, whatever the penalties will be for that happening. It's really important when you set Respondus for your tests to make sure you're doing the follow-up after the fact, because if you don't, your students will quickly figure out that it doesn't matter. You're not looking at this area, you're not seeing what's going on. So they're just gonna do whatever they want, because Respondus doesn't tell them that, you know, it doesn't force them to not cheat. It just says, hey, you're being monitored. You're locked into your environment. It's in your absolute best interest to not cheat. So the next one we're going to have a look at here is this test number 2. And it says webcam requires Respondus lockdown browser. I should point out that as soon as you attach Respondus to your test, it takes the name of the test, which in this case was just test 2, and it adds this disclaimer at the end of it. So now the name of my test is test number 2, webcam requires Respondus lockdown browser. If I go into this test area, you will see all of my test names that are attached to the browser have this attached at the end. Okay, that lets your students know that they are required to use lockdown browser to access the test. So I'm just gonna go back to the dashboard here. So this one here for monitor, click the down arrow, go to settings. So you have, if you want to use monitor, you have to use the browser. So you're going to select the browser first. Again, you can or cannot put in a password. And then I'm going to go down under proctoring and I'm going to say require Respondus monitor automated proctoring for this exam. So what this means is it video and audio records the students while the exam's going on. You're not sitting there watching them do it. Okay, you could be at home or you could be teaching another class or whatever's happening. It's just being recorded. And when it's done, that recording is sent to Respondus, and it uses, Respondus uses artificial intelligence to comb through those recordings to try and pick out times that potentially the student could be cheating. Doesn't mean that they were, it just means that there's flagged areas that you should review. So perhaps the student left their chair, perhaps they kept looking down at the desk like they're reading a book. It flags that and it says, hey, you may just wanna go and have a look at this because we think there's something going on. And I'm gonna show you that video in a second. The other option is to allow instructor live proctoring for this exam with Zoom or with Teams. This is fairly new. We haven't actually tested it yet, but the basis is that you could connect with your class through Zoom. Your students could stay on Zoom and take the test while they're still in the browser. So you're actually live monitoring them like you would if they were in class in front of you. So once you connect it to proctoring, there's a startup sequence that it goes through that you have to decide what it is that you expect out of your students. So the webcam check is not negotiable. The computer will do that to make sure that their webcam is connected and they're ready to go. Additional instructions, you can preview or you can edit this test. It basically just tells them, hey, you're doing a test in lockdown browser. You shouldn't access other resources. You know, you should make sure you have a well-lit room, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Guidelines and tips, again, gives you, you know, avoid room where children are present, turn off the television, run the webcam check, check to make sure your internet's good. So these are just reminders at the beginning of the test. Then there's student photo and show ID. Usually I recommend to faculty that you pick one or the other, especially if you're teaching always online, you may not know what your students look like so well. So you may want to have them show you a student photo so that you can make sure that if it's Trish that's supposed to be doing the test, it's actually Trish doing the test and not someone else. So if you don't want any of these, you just turn them off, okay? Or turn them back on if you do want them. The big one here is this environment check. I cannot stress this enough. This will be your lifesaver. This should be the most stressed, most required portion of lockdown browser when you're using monitor. I can't stress it enough. You need to be really vigilant in telling your students what you expect from this environment check. And you need to check those environment checks when the tests are done. So basically an environment check tells the students, I want to see the room that you're in. I want to see the desk that you're writing on, that it's empty. I want to see the wall in front of you. I want to see the wall behind you. I want to see the floor. I want to see the whole room so that I can make sure you are alone. You don't have any materials with you that you're not supposed to have. And you are, you know, ready and sitting and able to do the test. This takes about 15 seconds. So once those videos are done and the students have all submitted their tests and you receive that report, you can actually just go in student to student in student and watch those 15 second clips to make sure, did everybody give me a good room review? Because if they don't, and they just, we've had a lot of students, they just pick up their laptop, they angle it left and right and they put it back down. That doesn't tell you anything. That doesn't tell you if there's a buddy sitting in front of them or if they have everything written on the wall in front of them for all the answers. You need to see the whole thing. The facial detection check basically just monitors to make sure that they can always see the student's face. So this gets flagged when students constantly, can you still see me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if students constantly do this, like they're reading something behind them or they're looking down at the floor, like maybe they got their cell phone in between their legs, it will come up and it will tell the students, hey, you know, we can't see your face. You can't keep doing that. Make sure you're watching make sure you're looking at the computer. And it also flags it for you as well. So that when you go in and you review those videos, you can see all the times that Angela kept looking away so that I can see if there's anything to be concerned about. I can prevent students from taking the exam if the face can't be detected during the startup sequence. So this is a really good idea. We have had, as always, there are technical issues sometimes, and some students, their webcam might not be functioning properly, or my favorite one, the students decide to sit in front of a really bright window to do the test, and they turn on their webcam, and all you get is a black square because the light from behind is so bright that it grayed everything out. So if it can't detect that student's face, it's going to prevent them from being able to start the test. At that point, if you haven't already written this number down, please do so now. Trish, if you want to put it in the chat as well. The IT help number for students is 866-999-0799. So put that in an announcement somewhere. Let all of your students know if you have any issues, especially if they're off campus, if you have any testing issues and you need help with the technology, you call that number. It's answered by our office during the day. For this semester, it's from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and then until 4 on Friday. So if they get stuck, they can call that number and we can help troubleshoot and get them through to the test. Okay, notify students during the exam if the face can't be detected. So like I said, it'll come up with a prompt and it'll say, hey, we can't see your face. You know, you better situate yourself better. So those are optional though. You can take them off if you want. Under the advanced settings, there's three options here. So the first one is to allow this exam to be additionally delivered in a proctored lab. So that's that optional one that I had shown you earlier. So if you have students in front of you, and you have students writing at home, the students in front of you don't need to do the test with the video camera on because you're there, but the students from home, you'll want them to. So you're gonna select this option. And I'm gonna explain to you in a little bit how that works. The next one is to enable show your work step at the end of the exam. This one is super brand new, just got implemented this summer. We haven't actually tried it with the test yet. So we are gonna be testing that and I will update everyone and let them know, but it should work fine. What it does is, especially for like a math course, if your students are meant to have paper beside them and they're meant to show their work when they're answering, let's say multiple choice questions, but they're all math, then you can do that. And the students would have their paper and their pen and you would see that it's blank. They would fill all that out while they're taking the test. And then at the end of the test, it tells the student, okay, you can now show us up to 10 sheets of paper. And the student holds the sheet of paper up in front of the camera and it takes a snapshot of that sheet. So they can do that 10 times and it's included as part of the initial video so that when you're going to view the results, you would see all of those written works sheets that they decided to take a picture of, okay? And then the last one is to now allow another application to use the microphone during this exam. Please don't use that one. It's really just meant for if there's oral questions on the exam and the students are audio recording, which we don't do with Blackboard. So I would just leave that one off. So when I'm done, I would hit save and close. And then it automatically now says that lockdown browser is required for this test and Respondus monitor is also required for this test. So it's not negotiable. Just all the students have to do both the browser and the monitor. The last one is, oh, sorry. So I wanted to show you the results. So when the students are done and they've completed their test, it does take a little bit of time depending on the time of year, especially if it's during exam time for those results to come filtered in. But once they're back, you click on the down arrow in the dashboard and you go to class results. And this is going to show you a list of all of the students that you have in your class. And it prioritizes those videos from high, medium, and low. So a high review means there's lots of red flags, there's lots of stuff going on with that student that you're gonna wanna review. Obviously a low one means the student probably just sat still, didn't talk, didn't leave their seat, and just did their test, and then a medium review. So when I wanna see what's actually going on here, I just click on the plus button. Okay, so here's my student. So it tells me that its priority for review is medium. I can click on here just to tell me more details about what, but it does tell me that I have 5 flags through the video. Total flag time is 1 minute and 35 seconds and facial detection was 70%. So she could have left her chair or whatever. Down here, it tells me what each of these red areas have been flagged for. So the first one says video frame rate lowered due to quality of internet connection. I will absolutely tell you that if the student's internet is terrible and they do a test this way, they are going to think that they are being recorded video and audio and they're in the lockdown browser, which they are. But if the internet quality lowers so much, the first thing that gets kicked off is the video. Now you might think that doesn't sound very good, but the students don't know that the video is missing. So it will go black for you and you won't be able to see it. And that's only if they have really terrible internet quality. But the students still think that they're being recorded and you can still hear them. So that's just something to keep in mind. If it ever happens to you, it might be a time to have a conversation with your student to say, listen, you don't have good enough internet to be able to do this test from your home. You need to find another location with better internet quality to continue. So the next one was missing from frame, then an internet interruption occurred, and then missing from frame again. So I can watch this whole video in its entirety. It was 8 minutes and 29 seconds if I wanted. But if you have 50 students and the test is an hour long, you're not going to want to do that. Or I can simply select the red area inside and see what's happened. Well, Trish left her chair. Okay, well, she's actually gone. Here she is here. And it goes blurry, so it indicates that she's missing from frame. So I can just quickly check along those red flags to see what's actually happened and what's going on. Underneath here, these are all of those initial steps that she had to go through in order to take the test. So here's her student ID, okay? So if she actually had her student card, that would show that. So you would know that you're looking at the right person. And here's that super important environment video. So if I load that, I can see that she didn't do a proper environment check. This environment video tells me nothing. Doesn't show me what's on the table, what's on the walls, who's in the room with her. So at that point, that's up to you how you handle that with your students. If you're just simply going to have a conversation about the importance of doing a proper environment check, or if you're going to have some sort of penalty for that. And then all of these are just parts of her video. Okay, so you can do that for every student. You should check the environment check for every student, but you definitely don't have to watch the whole video for every student. You can also do it if you have a student, maybe they're flagged as a low priority, but you got their test results and you thought, that's just sort of outside the norm of how they usually do. You can go and you can watch this whole video if you want. And if something has happened in the video that you need to deal with academically, there is an option to download these videos. So you're going to click this request video download because you want to keep this video. You want to make sure that you have it for any review or anything. That request will get sent to me and I just have to approve it. And then you get to download the video and keep it. Okay. Any questions so far about any of that? We're good. So the next thing I wanted to show you was this optional one. So I'm going to go to settings. So for this one, you'll notice that I've put a password in here. When I want to allow this test to be taken both in class and away from class, you have to put a password in here. And the reason is this: when all of your students go to start the test, everyone is going to get asked a question. They're going to click on the test, they're going to click begin, and it's going to come up with a question and says, are you taking this test in a proctored environment? All of the students that are sitting in front of you will say, yes, I am. And it'll say, okay, well then what's the password to access this test? At that point, you as the instructor I recommend you write the password on the chalkboard. Maybe don't say it out loud, but you can write the password on the chalkboard to give all your students that are in class with you the access to the test. And then anybody working from home or outside the classroom, they're going to get asked that same question. Are you taking this in a proctored lab? If they say yes, because they want to try and get away without using the video, same thing. It's going to come up and say, no problem. What's the password? Well, they don't have the password because they're not in class, so they can't do it. So they would say, no, I'm not taking it in a proctored lab. And then it would automatically go through this respond, this monitor setup where it takes their student photo. They have to do an environment check, et cetera. So this allows you to do both in class and away from class at the same time. And that's this first option here. Okay, when you're reviewing your results for this, and we don't have any for this class, but you would see your video reviews for your students that did it through video, and then your early exits for your students that were sitting in front of you. You'll notice on the one, I wanted to do it properly, there's an error here. Okay, so for test number 3, it requires Respondus lockdown browser, but there's an error. So what that means is at some point I set this test to require the browser, and then I went into the test, something happened, and one of the settings got changed and it errored out here in the dashboard. Sitting like it is right now, this allows all of your students to take this test in a regular browser. It completely bypasses lockdown browser. It's not required. OK, Okay, so before you give a test, you always want to go into the dashboard and make sure that everything is good and green and not sitting in an errored state. So I'm going to show you why this is like this in this instance, and then I'm going to show you how to fix it. Was that test number three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I go to my test number three and I say edit the test options, I know what happened because I did it on purpose. When I connect a test to Lockdown Browser and or monitor, it automatically puts a password in this area. It's a long, randomly generated letters and numbers password. What I did was after I set it in the browser, I was just going through my settings and I saw this password here and thought, huh, I don't know what that's for. I didn't put that there. I'm going to delete it. I don't need that. And I don't want to give that to the students. So I deleted it. As soon as I did that, it automatically put this test in an errored state, because that password has to stay there. And I can't say this enough times, you are never to give that password to your students. If you give that password to your students, it allows them to open that test in a regular browser, enter that password, and continue that test in a regular browser. So now all I have to do to fix this is click Fix It. Now it's set back to required. If I go back to my tests and I check number three, you're going to see that this password has been put back on here. Okay, so in this instance, that's all that happened. There can be other things that happen. Once you set your test with Lockdown Browser, I encourage you not to try and significantly change the settings for your test, because it will cause it to error out sometimes, some of the settings. So if you do have to change some of your settings, just make sure you go back to that dashboard and make sure that it's still green and it's not errored out and you're good to go. I will tell you that probably 100% of the time that you give a test, even if you don't have a password, like, so you have this password, but again, you're never giving that to the students. But if you don't have a password in this area, so there's no password here, 100% of the time, someone is going to raise their hand and say, it's asking me for a password, and you told me that there is no password. What the heck? When that happens, when it's asking for a password, or when it's telling the student that the password is incorrect, and you've given them the right password, it's because they're not in Lockdown Browser. Okay, they've decided to open the test in a regular browser, not Lockdown Browser. And they will tell you, no, I'm in Lockdown Browser. And I will tell you, no, they are not. So if you have to, call IT, we'll come in and I will nicely explain to them how they are not in the browser. We'll close the regular browser, open Lockdown Browser. If you don't have a password here, then they just allows them to start the test. No password required. If you do have a password here and they type it out, it's going to accept it when they type it properly. Okay, 100% of the time, that is the reason. And it happens every single test. So if you ever get a call from your students or they raise their hand and they say, well, it tells me that there's a password, but you said there's not, or I typed in the password and it's telling me it's wrong, it's because they're not in Lockdown Browser. So Lockdown Browser, as you saw, is this nice little browser for your students, but students can't just Google that. They have to know where to go to get it, because it has to be connected with Northern College's Blackboard system. So this is really important. We have a lot of students that will Google it. It isn't going to give them what they want. So if you go to northerncollege.ca, and for anyone that needs this path after, just let me know and I can send you an email with how they get there. They go to their student portal, scroll just a little over halfway down under other services, and go to IT support. And then down in the blue area, there's the link for Respondus. It's a very small download. It's a free download. It doesn't matter if they have a MacBook or they have a laptop. It will adjust and download the proper one for their environment. And then when they have it, what's this? Jeepers. It looks like, where is it? This right here. Okay, that's what it looks like on their laptop. So they need to double click and open this, and it will open to the Blackboard sign-in screen. So they sign into Blackboard like they normally would for the rest of their classes. And then they go and navigate to your class, click on your test, and start your test. Okay, so just like they would if they opened Google or if they open Edge or Firefox, but they're in this instance, they're just opening up this lockdown browser. Okay, if there's any confusion, if they're not sure what browser that they're supposed to download or where they're supposed to get it, send them to the IT office. We will absolutely help with that anytime. It's no problem. Any questions so far about attaching the browser to the test or where to review the results? Okay, Jennifer?
Yeah, sorry. I just missed one little piece. When you said the students double click on the lockdown browser icon on their desktop, it mm-hmm. takes to just an open browser or does it take them directly to Blackboard?
It takes them directly to the Blackboard sign-in page.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. And then they log in. Yeah, no problem. Then they log in as themselves and off they go.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Okay. So I want to go with this. Just go here. There was a question that was asked through the lead department. I understand that there's some departments that are wanting to be able to ask their students a question saying, have you read the academic integrity stuff first prior to doing this test? And they want the students to be able to answer that as a yes before they're allowed to continue on with the rest of their test. Now, for those of you that have already given tests, you can imagine that if you want to randomize your questions, this poses a bit of a problem because you can't pin a question at the top and then randomize the rest of the questions. It's an all or none kind of thing. So I wanted to just take a quick second to talk about how you could do this for each of your students fairly easily. Once you did it once, you would be like, okay, now I know how to do it. And you can do it for all of your tests moving forward. So what I've done in this instance is I just created a test called Academic Honesty Question. However your wording is, in this one, it just says, I have read, understand, and agree with academic policy. True or false? So if I answer true and I save and submit, and I should probably do this, hang on, as a student, so I can show you what actually happens. So this is a test student. I have an academic honesty question, but there's one test missing here from my other view. So as a student, when I go in and I answer this question, and I answer it and say, yes, I read it, I understand it, and I agree with it, and I save and submit. It gets auto-marked, in this case with 100%, because true is the only answer that I would accept. And as soon as I do that, I now have, oops. Uh-huh, not for that student, sorry. Well, if I would have done it for the other student, that last test would pop up and allow the student to take that last test, and I'll show you which test I'm referring to. This test here, real test, webcam, okay? So as soon as I answer this question and I say, yep, I agree, no problem, then this link will show up and then they can click on that link and they can start their test. And those settings would be done with an adaptive release. I don't know if anyone wants me to go through that today or if you just wanna send me questions if you have any. But all you have to do for that is you would click on the down arrow beside the test and you would say Adaptive Release Advanced. So I created a rule called Academic Honesty Rule. And basically I just click here and created a rule. I'll just call this one number 2, submit. And then my criteria was a grade. So in this case, for this academic honesty question, the student has to have at least one attempt and they have to have a percentage of equal to 100. That's it, non-negotiable. As soon as I hit submit on that, when that student does the test or that does that academic honesty question and hit submit, that link to the next test automatically opens and then they can go and do their actual test. It's the only way so far I figured out how to get around that whole randomizing question thing because there is no way to pin that to the top. But it is an option. And if you need help and you want to review how to do that, just let me know. Just going to make sure we haven't missed anything. So we talked about the link for the students. Oh yeah. So in your settings for your test, I wanted to just remind everyone this force completion button, again, same with that extra option for the lockdown browser, sounds like what you want, but please don't select it. If you do, so it says once started, this test must be completed in one sitting. Ah, that's great, sounds like what you want. But what happens is if there's anything weird that happens with the student's laptop, as it, you know, it can, if it bumps, if it has a little glitch in it, if it freezes up momentarily, it automatically submits that student's test and they're finished. So whether they're on question 5 or they're 2.5 hours in and they're on question 57, that test gets submitted. And if you've randomized the question, it's not even a matter of saying, well, I'll give you a second attempt and go back in and just answer the last 25 questions because they're all over the place. So now it's, you're kind of sunk. So if you can avoid it, please don't use this option. It does mean, I guess, technically that the students could close the browser and do something else, but you're sitting in front of them. And if they close the browser and you're using lockdown browser, you're going to know because it's going to force them to put a reason in there. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I reiterated that. Any questions or concerns, things you can think of? Nothing, Trish? No? As with all things technical, you know, there's the odd hiccup here and there. We want to make sure that you are advising your students. So not only that they download the proper lockdown browser, that they must get it from the Northern College website. It's not optional. It has to be that one. The other thing also is for students that second, third, fourth year students, make sure that they open their browser before the test starts, like maybe the day before, and check for updates. It's really important. Once a year, lockdown browser puts out a huge update, and it actually won't work for them if they don't go and download that new update. So they don't want to find that out 5 seconds into the test. They want to make sure that they know that ahead of time. So tell them to open up the browser. There's a button at the top that has a little eye for information. If they click there, they can check for updates and they can install those new updates. We have had issues in the past with students using old lockdown browser versions. And what happened was during the test, when they had like an essay answer, when they started to type their answer, they didn't get to see any of the letters that they were typing. And it's just a weird glitch because it was so outdated that the student was like, oh my goodness, what we're gonna do? In which case IT came in, got them out of the browser, updated their browser, got them back in, and they were able to pick up where they left off and continue with the test. At no time using this has a student ever lost all of their information as long as they have followed the rules. So that's another thing I really want to make sure that I let you all know. Please don't worry that you're going to use it and something's going to happen and they're just going to lose their whole test. We've never had that happen. The only time students will lose information is if they are taking a test, whether it's in lockdown browser or just in Blackboard, and they're on their computer. If the computer stops saving the answers, and that could happen because their computer all of a sudden disconnected from the internet. So they'll notice because as they go along, it's going to warn them and it's going to say, hey, your answer didn't save, your answer didn't save. And if they just keep clicking OK and continuing, anything that they're writing or any answers that they're selecting, I can't get back for them. So please make sure you let your students know if something is happening during your test that is outside of the norm, if you receive any kind of error messages, warning messages, anything like that, stop writing. Immediately put your hand up, we'll call IT and we'll make sure that we figure it out and get it taken care of properly. Because we have had a couple of students that didn't, and then they got to the end of their test, they kept getting prompted saying it's not saving, they just thought, oh, well, I'll worry about it later. They got to the end of their test, they went to hit submit, and it said, well, I can't submit because I'm not connected to the internet, which I tried to tell you, you know, a half an hour ago, and now they're sunk because they've got all this test that they've answered, and no way to submit it. And our only option is to get them out of the test, fix their network connection and get them back in. So in that case, what we did in those two instances, we had to take pictures with cell phone of all of their answers. And then the teacher had to mark the test that way. So huge pain for everybody involved. So make sure you're telling your students, whether they're doing it just in Blackboard or with lockdown browser, that if something happens, if they receive any kind of weird error messages, to immediately put up their hand and let you know so that you can call IT and we can take care of it for them. Okay, so that's pretty much lockdown browser in a nutshell. If anyone has any questions or wants to stick around, if you're trying to do it in your own course, I'm happy. I'll wait here until 2:30. But if not, that's what we have for today.
We have a form for them to fill out.
Oh, apparently we have a form for you to fill out. I think Trish put the link.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't put the link for it.
I can't get it.
So sharing. I will send an email to everyone when we are done with a form that the lead department has said you should try and fill it. Anything else? Okay, well, thanks everybody. Like I said, I'll stick around till 2:30 just in case anyone has any questions. And if not, and again, as always, you have questions on the fly during the year, just call us and we're happy to come and help. And if you want to let us know ahead of time when you're doing your test, then we can always come and stand in the front of your class for that very first test. Oh, something I should have mentioned. If it's your first time with Lockdown Browser and it's your student's first time with Lockdown Browser, please create a practice test for them with just one question so that everybody has an opportunity to download the browser, try the test, make sure they can submit it and you can see it before doing an actual test, because it will absolutely take up 40 minutes of your class time if you don't, for us to come down and help all of the students download the proper browser, get into the test, et cetera. So if you have an opportunity, do that practice test, leave it open for a week, let your students go in and try it at their leisure. And then, you know, once that time has passed, you can say, okay, now everyone should have done it. Now let's do a real test. And it'll just go that much smoother. Okay, well, that's it. Have a good day, guys.